I'm joined by John Billups. He's the mayor of the city of Burlington. He's also the Notre Dame Development Director, the general manager of Bluff Harbor Marine, and yes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he is joining me today. He joins me every other week. We talk about things going on. Notre Dame is heading to the state tournament. Notre Dame girls, they have been, I think now, I believe, three of the last 4 years the tournament.
We've had outstanding success. The girls are really working hard, and the coaching staff there. And, of course, you know, it's kind of an emotional time because we lost Coach Myers.
Yeah.
And so they've dedicated their season in his memory, and I think we could go a ways, you know. And then we just wrapped up the state championship in state wrestling. So we have 4 state titles in the last 2 years.
An amazing.
It's a great time to be a Nike.
It's amazing to have that kind of consistency. Yeah. Volleyball, basketball, soccer.
Speech.
Wrestling.
Choir. Our students and their activities are really being successful. And then we're also, we just launched the God's Portion Day, Pot of Blue and Gold. Pot of Blue and Gold on Friday. Their students took the tickets home, and we'll get them out some other sources this week. And, you know, someone's going to win $100,000 or one of the other 74 cash prizes soon.
And, you know, it does appear, I've got the fingers crossed here, it does appear COVID seems to be fading into the distance.
There's some wood here I can knock on. Let's hope so.
Well, I think it's really, you know, the fact that we've had this for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years is plenty, isn't it?
I'm ready to eliminate that particular word from my vocabulary for a while. So.
Indeed, I am too, and I guess that's something. But as you look at Notre Dame, we've had everything is in front of you right now.
Mm-hmm.
We swapped, or you swapped rather, the Notre Dame God's Portion Day, which used to be around this time of year,
around March, April, and now it's in October.
And then the Pot of Blue and Gold used to be back in October or September, October.
Right. So, you know, there's some advantages to that. We found that God's Portion Day is because Notre Dame is growing, and God's Portion Day is a great time in the fall to welcome our new families to some of our events. And then a pot of gold, you know, everybody wants a little extra cash for the spring. So, you know, hopefully, you know, that fundraiser is crucial to us, Pot of Gold, both of them are. But Pot of Gold goes to teacher retirements, benefits, and curriculum and technology. But mainly it's to support the teachers and our endeavors there because we receive very limited funds from the public government as far as school property tax or anything like that. We don't receive anything. So there's a couple small programs that help us out from time to time, but not a lot. And so we really rely on these fundraisers to help our
school
operate.
And you rely on dedicated teachers, too.
Dedicated teachers. We have I'm not bashful about it. We have the best teachers, you know, in this town, I feel. And they're engaged. You know, we employ the discipline as well and try to help our students grow up and become good citizens. And so, you know, when you look at it, I'm an alum from a different school, but I'm so proud of the way Notre Dame goes about raising students and kids.
I will tell you, Burlington High School, the boys' team is playing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be broadcasting that tomorrow night. Yeah, I know it's going to be a tough game, and
it'll be a tough one. But they've got a good team.
But the fact that they've made it this is the farthest they've made it since 1987.
I remember that. I was graduating in 1980, and very proud of them for getting there. But yeah, they've got a good team, and you know what? They're young too, so their BHS is going to be around for a little bit in basketball. That's for sure.
Well, and anyway, so they're going, and Notre Dame is doing well. Again, it's basketballs are all over. I've got a basketball game every single night this week, a different kind of game, depending upon what goes
on. Your own little March Madness going
on. Yeah, it's March Madness, like going crazy here. The weather's turning nice again. One of the things I did, by the way, we were talking about, and I had Robert Kreitzer ask me, he said, you know, these vaccine clinics that they have at the auditorium, he said, please urge people to use the south lot. because of construction that's going on now.
Well, BRE will have some events this spring, and so with the Tiger Grant construction, you'll want to use the south lot or some of the lots there toward the south, as they're right now they're working on the area in between the port and the auditorium. Plus they're working on the boat ramp. So there's a lot of activity. And the thing is, the city, has agreed to have a loop bus that goes from the city parking lots. Some of those spots are leased, but if you read the tag, it'll tell you it's a daytime lease. So as long as you get your vehicle out of there, when you go home, you can park there, and that loop on the city bus will be absolutely free for all those events. And we're also working on a downtown shopping loop. So you can do the same thing. You can, because we do have free spots at every city lot where you could park. You could jump on the city bus. It would take you downtown, and we'll pick you up at a loop. So we don't have that plan set yet, but it will be set by this spring.
And we did hear, it was last week or the week before, from Nick McGregor, that the intersection of Central Avenue and Jefferson, that is going to be modified and changed. Now, if you've been on Central and you turned on, especially if you've been following a semi trying to go down Jefferson.
Yeah. You know, that intersection is set up to the new standards for intersections. And the reason it's a little tighter is to protect people from, you know, whipping around the corner and catching a car that's backing out. So a couple of changes we're going to make. We're going to change that radius because that is the only intersection that's not a stop sign related.
Yeah.
As far as coming in. So we'll change that radius. And also we're going to pick up a parking spot there.
Basically, you're going to be shortening the length of the sidewalk that's coming out there is what you're saying.
And also, you know, we're going off plans. When you see plans on the, you know, on a blueprint, you can't always tell. So we saw that there was a little extra sidewalk there that maybe we didn't, and we lost a parking spot. So we're going to put that back in modify other intersections.
Do you remember when Whitey Clausen put in the turn? Back in the day, before there was an overpass, he had concrete lining concrete that would basically tell you which way to go the lane to get on Washington, right?
Right.
Problem was it didn't work for semis at all.
No. And those things happen. It's a radical, not radical, but it's a major renovation of Jefferson and Main. So we're taking our lessons and learning. We're going to keep working on it, but it's going to be
a much more user-friendly Jefferson Street when it's all done.
Yeah, I mean, the lighting, instead of shooting up to the sky, is going to shoot down on the sidewalk, so it should be very well lit. We'll have parallel parking on the north side, diagonal on the south.
Better sidewalks.
And, you know, if you look at those sidewalks, and last time they were redone is in 76, and it was that river rock. We're just going to go with straight concrete, easy to shovel. Easy to walk on.
76 when it was Steamboat Walk.
Yeah. And, you know, and that at the time, they thought that was their best revision. But, Jefferson's going to be open, and the sidewalks are going to be whiter on both sides. They're going to be leveled off. So, you know, right now on parts of Jefferson, there's a sidewalk that's maybe 12 feet deep. It's only 4 in the other. This is going to be leveled out, so any merchant on the first floor could have a little display or lots of outside area without encroaching on the sidewalks.
And, you know, we were talking about Steamboat Walk, and I remember when I came to town, Jim Livengood was giving the very first time when I'm interviewing to come to work at KBUR, long, long time ago. Anyway, he's taking me, he takes me downtown, and he says, this is our brand new Steamboat Walk. It's modeled after the Nicollet Mall in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And this is so it allows all these walking areas. I said, and then he took me down, and then he said, drove me out on the freeway, and he said, but here, this is our brand new, soon to be opened shopping mall called Westland Mall. That's how long ago that was. So that'll tell you something. But it was anyway. By the way, it was last week. A week ago today was my 45th. Year starting at KVUR.
Congratulations. That's a long haul.
And it is indeed. But anyway, lots of good things are happening. The downtown has never been better in terms of The one thing you found is that as you improve one thing, it improves everything because people want to be down there.
Yeah, you know, downtown's always going to be our core, and that's not to neglect our western corridors or the Agency, the Roosevelt, Mount Pleasant, and West Avenue corridors. There's businesses all interspersed throughout town, but if your downtown core is vibrant, I think it makes the best for all worlds. It's better for West Burlington. It's better for Burlington. It's better for the county. And our downtown right now is kicking. I've been here since 76. I've been involved with different aspects since 1980 when I graduated high school. And I have never seen a more vibrant downtown in the 80s. You know, the joke was someone turned the lights out.
Yes, for the last person to leave. Yeah. No, now the funny thing is, or it's not a funny thing, it's a wonderful thing is that we've seen that downtown turn from a shopping basically a shopping mall type of thing with the big stores and the Sears and the Penny's and the Schramm's and all of those stores. Well, okay, so they kind of faded, but the stores that did come back are all very, very special specialty stores.
Right. You know, this actually, for us old-timers like you and me, follows the Tesca plan that they came up with in the 80s, which was more of a service-oriented downtown, more of restaurants and nighttime establishments with upper-story developments, everything that they were hoping and dreaming for in 1980. And it's not done. We have several projects that are undertaking right now that should be wrapped up or close to being wrapped up by the end of the year or next year. 2024, it's going to really look good.
When I've mentioned it before, my daughter says, you know, it's like a mini Chicago now because you've got that, you know, restaurants all over the place, specialty stores. You've got you've got a grocery store that's going to be coming in, multiple functioning place. So a lot of things that a lot of dreams are all coming true. And the Capitol Theater is going through a complete renovation. Yep. That's going to be a major change.
And the nice thing about most of those properties that are being done because they're on the tax rolls. So all of a sudden a building that has this a low threshold of value when it's full and remodeled has a huge threshold of value, which helps all our property tax efforts and helps our other citizens.
Speaking of property taxes, as far as the city budget, signed, sealed, delivered, do you guys is it pretty close?
Yeah, it's pretty much over with now. I mean, we won't submit it till the end of March, but we kept the property tax levy where it was despite the 2% valuation with no cut in services. So we're feeling very good about our prospects there. You know, thankfully our sales tax and our hotel motel tax is coming along. We also made an improvement to our abatement program, our incentives to build homes or even renovate your home.
Yeah.
If you want to renovate your home, we have a program to help you with taxes.
Hopefully within the next year we'll see a much, much better profile in the city in terms of property taxes.
We hope so. Hope
all right,
so.
All of that. John Billups, have yourself a great couple of weeks. We'll see you. We'll see you in. I'm not sure when we'll see. A couple of weeks anyway.
Yeah, well, we have council talk coming up
all
or
right.
something. So.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.